Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gullett. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gullett. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Foley reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive to center field. Geronimo throws towards the plate. Bench fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bench. Foley scores. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geronimo for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Don Gullett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a pop-up towards center. Geronimo catches it and throws to first to double up Manguel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 1 in the game. Geronimo hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko bunts towards the mound. Gullett fields it and throws to first for the out. Mackinnon moves to second. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose juggles the ball. That's an error on Rose. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon moves to third. Manghul moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon scores. Manghul moves to third. Foley moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manghul scores. Foley scores. Carter moves to third. It's 4-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Armbruster pinch hits for Don Gullett. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Chaney moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chaney moves to third. Rose moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Chaney scores. Rose moves to third. Griffey moves to second. It's 4-1, Expos. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dreesen strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Hal Breeden. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Steve Renko. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Don DeMola now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Chaney strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Bourbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourbon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Griffey is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Bench hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 3 in the game. Dreesen is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 3 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Geronimo reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chaney is walked intentionally. Pedro Bourbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourbon is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourbon hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Don DeMola. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Lintz moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Foley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Rose reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.